Nityananda has influenced here the higher class of educated class. The talk about Vivekananda and this and that, not Jonathan. In your country, fortunately, that opposition was not there. There was no influence of Vivekananda classmen. Here, among the educated class, there is influence of these rascals, Vivekananda or Aurobindo. That is one defect. But in the mass, there is no influence. In the class, educated class. Because educated class means, why no one means?
Yeah.
And Vivekananda allows it.
Yeah.
That is why. Vivekananda has no distinction of eating. So anyway, all Brahma, all Narayan, you are Narayan. Goat is Narayan. So Narayan is going in the belly of Narayan. What is your role? One Narayan is going, being absorbed by another Narayan. But he is not agreeable to be eaten by a tiger, another tiger Narayan.
But they
actually say,
one
Narayan is being absorbed by another Narayan. One respectable leader in Arava, I said, why you are eating? He was fine, that is very serious man. So I inquired, you are just like my father, still I inquired. You know, what is wrong here? Narayana, Brahma. So, one Brahma is going into the belly of another Brahma. Brahma being absorbed, Brahmati. So that was so dangerous theory. But still, we shall not hesitate to kick on their face. But because they are making propaganda should be peaceful. But I become very much agitated with this nonsense. And I know they are creating havoc. Hare Krishna. Better than this, Gita Bhavan?
No, I don't think
it's better than Gita Bhavan.
Huh? Not
better. It was simply attempted.
Yeah.
Not finished.
It was not finished.
Ah, yes. Why not spread those blankets? That you can. They've been used.
There's some blankets in your room.
Blanket or mattress?
They have blankets in their room. They're not
sure. Bring mattress. And spread. Get deep. कहीं आप किधर?
नहीं
इधर अच्छा कहाँ है इधर नजदीक में
नहीं
जेल जेल इधर इधर काम पड़ो ये हरे कृष्ण राम
Tell me, God's temple, what human wants and what kind of life he wants so that he can be healthy.
Not upon that. You spread separately. You have no bedsheet?
Yes,
bedsheet you can spread. The human demand is happiness.
Happiness, yes. But happiness means you see,
the spirit
is already happy.
Yes, now the thing is, what is that happiness? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sukham aptam tikam jat tat otindriya grayam. The absolute happiness or the perpetual happiness and the greatest happiness is that which is enjoyed by supernatural senses.
Which can be sensed by all the senses, mind, intelligence.
Oh yes, everything. But in their supernatural, yes. Not in this condition.
Not in this
condition.
You see, otherwise it is said that when a person is happy with himself, happy with others,
Try to understand. He has got his senses. These senses are now covered with the coating of material conception of life. Therefore, the sense pleasure is not complete or perfect. Just like he, and everyone has got. Now you have got your tongue. Now this tongue, when it is coated, you cannot taste the things.
Yes, I understand.
So this coating is Maya.
Whatever
these are living symptoms of living condition.
So, but we are not affecting the air which is most required and most precious for our living. Because it is abundant and it will be given to every person at all the times, places and circumstances. Therefore, we do not keep it under lock and key. In Western countries, though we have...
There is no question of Western Eastern.
No, I was... In taking up materialism and spiritualism, I was talking on that point. That though, you see, I don't say have made it, but yet, because, you see, they know what kind of life they want. Or in our Eastern countries, because they have thought only of their
If you study the whole thing in that way, Western Eastern, there is no question of Western Eastern. It is a question of the living entity.
Yet how to live in such a way where there's no dearth of the things, as well as there's no such easy confusion of the things, that a man becomes lost.
Hmm.
That is the point.
That is the point. Yes.
And for that, what kind of a life should it be?
That I am going to explain.
Hmm.
That is one line. Sukham Aptam Sikam Jatat Otindriya Grayam. This Sukham Aptam Sikam is being searched both by the Western, Eastern, everywhere. In cats, dogs, everyone. But the cats and dogs, animals, they cannot adjust. What is that Aptam Sikam Sukham? But human being can. So, human being, there is no question of Eastern and Western. It is a question of degree only. But actually everyone is searching after that perpetual happiness.
Perpetual.
Right. So it is a problem for everyone.
Yes.
And that problem can be solved by Krishna consciousness.
By?
Krishna consciousness.
This is a rough estimation.
Now, how Krishna consciousness can solve this problem, that is a detailed thing. But this is a fact. It is not the question of Eastern, Western. It is the problem of all living entities.
Yes, living entities.
Yes.
Human life,
not even human life, even animal life. There are 8,400,000 of different kinds of bodies. So this is a problem for everyone. Now, in other species of life than the human form, they cannot solve. They have no power. But a human being can solve.
Yes, they have understand.
Yes. And that solution is Krishna consciousness.
What do you mean by
that? That is a detailed question. How it can be?
No, but are you satisfied with the past?
You will never satisfied without Krishna consciousness.
What I know about, was the humanity, or were we at that time?
Which time? What do you mean at that time?
At the time of Krishna,
we are taking simply the portion of the time where Krishna was present. You are saying about that. But Krishna is present always.
Yes, if you say that, that way, then again, because God is like
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Rasoham Apsukamti. I am the taste in the water. Now this taste in the water is perpetual. When Krishna was physically present or Krishna is not physically present, this is a perpetual fact. Is it not?
Yes.
Do you think the taste in the water is different when Krishna was present and the taste of water is different now?
No, it cannot be.
Similarly, he says, Prabhasmi Sasi Surya, I am the shining of the sun and the moon. In this way, if you study what is Krishna consciousness, then you find that Krishna consciousness is the only solution for that highest perfectional stage of happiness.
We are giving names, therefore you will become confused because
in our
incarnation.
No, there is name, why we are confused? If your name is Mr. Sansasat, but you do not know the name, that is your confusion.
Because so many names have been given to the same thing.
But after you said there are so many names of God. Out of all of them, Krishna is the principal. There is one, God's name is given, just like Krishna appeared as the son of Vasudeva. Therefore it's called Basu. Krishna played in Vrindavan as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Jasoda. Therefore it's called Jasodanandi. Krishna acted as the driver, chariot driver, therefore he is known as Parthasarathi. So his name, all these names are according to his different activities. So he has got unlimited activities and therefore he has got unlimited names. So out of all these names, Krishna is the supreme or the prime. Because Krishna means all attract. Krishna means all. So God, if God is not all attractive, he cannot be God. So one God is attractive for me, another God is attractive for he is not supreme God.
We take the name of the God or anything, he is to achieve the supreme happiness. Or that is
the supreme happiness is divine thing. We are talking of God's name. First of all, let us understand the God's name. We have defined God's name according to God's activity. Then Madhusudana, because he killed the demon Madhu, therefore his name is Madhusudana. Madhava, because he is the husband of goddess of fortune. Ma means goddess of fortune. Therefore is Madhava. All the names you analyze. Similarly, Krishna is also the name of God because he is all attract. Now how you can deny that God is not all attract? Is it possible? God is all attractive. Can you deny this fact?
Yes, no, because we are only thinking of that, all attractiveness.
Yes, sir. Samasundaram. Samasundaram means he is black, he is so beautiful that thousands of cupids cannot be compared with. Kandarpa koti kamaniya visesa sovam. Kandarpa koti. Cupid is supposed to be the most beautiful. But about Krishna, it is stated that Beenum kannantam aravinda dalayatakshaṁ varahāvatam samasitāṁ buddha-sandarāṅgam kandarpa koti kamaniya visesa sovam govindamādipuritam samaṁ vajāṁ. Beenum kannantam, he is playing on flute. Aravinda dalayatakshaṁ, his eyes are just like petals of the lotus flower. Varahāvatam, he has got a peacock feather on his head. Masitāmmuda, and his collar is just like black cloud. Sundarāṅgam, but his beauty, total beauty, is kandarpa koti kamaniya visesa sobham. Still the beauty, as soon as we say black is, we think that somebody is black, he is not beautiful.
There is also charm in that.
Yes. But it still is still charm. Because it is all transcendental. We cannot compare the blackish color. It is simply given an idea that it is like blackish cloud. But immediately he says, still, kandarpa koti kamaniya visesa sobham govinda madhikuri santamahamaya. So God has many names. And according to your conception, you can have God's name also. But out of all those names, many thousands and unlimited different types of names, Krishna is the principal. Because Krishna means all it. So you cannot say God is not all attractive. And if you use that sense, all attractive, this is the word, Krishna.
Now,
the difficulty is, don't try to invent something about God. That is not good.
No, not invention.
No, you have to take the version of the Shastras, then it will be possible. If you invent something, try to speculate on something, it will not be successful.
I am not either I am speculating or I am trying to come to the human aspect itself. Now, human wants happiness. Happiness is kept up because of
that material thing.
Material thing.
Yeah.
We want because if you want is there. Want is made by four methods, either a straw, gate, rock or earth. Now, when even earning, when there is so much which you have three of
that is not happiness.
And just coming to
yes.
I have
now, one point is that earning or begging, beg, borrow or steal, that is not happiness. No. Because to acquire a standard of happiness, you have to beg, you have to earn, or you have to steal, that is not happiness.
No, what I am saying is that as long as a man lives, there are four methods.
But we are not talking of as long as man lives. He lives eternally.
Yes, even the eternal.
Yeah.
Even the bondage is there.
No. Bondage for so long you are in this material bondage.
In some, you see, I mean form.
And first of all you have to understand in the spiritual.
Yes, even the spiritual form, one has to live in certain form. Without using it.
That is natural form. That is not a conventional form. That's like you have dressed yourself with black coat. That is not, it is not your natural form. So, material...
Has it spread no one?
Huh?
Has it spread no one?
Has spread?
Has it spread not a one?
Spread for you.
It spread.
Yes, no one.
Without, you see, I mean...
Everything you desire, it is present in you.
No,
it spread,
even the spread. Has got certain form,
yes.
Though it may be abstract form.
Yes. Yes.
Though mind has got no form outside, but mind has a form.
The spirit has a form.
Intelligence, all these are the abstract things.
Yes. These are different quoting.
Yes.
Just like you have got your form, therefore your coat has got a form.
I was thinking in this form.
Don't think like that one. First of all, you try to understand. Because you have got a form, your coat has got a form.
Yes.
You try to understand.
Yes, water though may not have form, but it has got
no, a form. No, I may not. You try to understand practically. He have got a form. Therefore, your shirt has got a form. Your coat has got a form.
That spirit has this form, no?
Yes.
That is what I said.
So, because originally you have got hands, your coat has got hands.
Yes.
Because originally you have got hands, your heart has got hands. This form, the material form which you are seeing, it is coating only.
A material form of what?
You, me, everything.
No, me means what? A spirit.
Yes.
That yes. Is what that any spirit will have certain form.
Not certain form. He has got his original form.
Original means all the we are getting from the eternal.
Yes, that eternal you have got a form.
From the eternal we have got that we have passed certain form.
That is material. Past certain form, that is material. But you have got an original spiritual form.
The spiritual form is there, but due to the want, man has taken this form.
This form is being developed according to your mental condition.
Mental conditions are due to want.
Subtle form.
Those are again due to want.
Due to want? Yes.
All these forms are due to want.
Want.
Yes. And
that want because you are in a material condition.
Every person in a material condition, spirit and matter remains in this material because both are there.
Yeah.
Remain
here.
Yeah. Now, if all this as we have got a material form, that spirit has got a material form,
spirit has got no material form. Spirit has got spiritual form.
physical form, but yet also we are entitled to a material.
Yeah, because he has come just like you have accepted this kind of form. I have got a different kind of form.
Yes.
She has got a different kind of form.
According to that,
So I have got Saturn's court. This is material. But originally, spiritual form is the same as you have got, I have got, she has got.
Every person has got. As just like
that. That is original form.
Now, I was coming right upon because of it, either it will be tall, or it will be big, or it will rock, or it will hurt. Now, question of earning or so, the destination is not here.
The question of earning comes so long you have got this material form. But in the spiritual form, there is no question of earning.
In what way we will live in the spiritual
form? That you have to know. That you have to know. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavi. That spiritual form means complete blissfulness, complete knowledge, and it has it.
Turiya.
Turiya, yes.
In that Turiya,
this is Turiya life. Complete blissfulness, complete knowledge, and it has it.
Because the creation of the world, the God is who is in Turiya world, beyond that, when he thought of the universe or the world or other things, then it was the creation of his. And that means that matter is there.
Yeah, matter is always there.
He wants to live and enjoy the upper universe and all these things. Now, in what perfect form? Because everywhere, in everything, there is a death. Now, how everything should take universal form to come to the death? That is the point. Now,
don't talk of universal, first of all, talk of your form. Try to understand your form, then go universal. You are not separate. Are you not separate? Then why you are talking with me? Are you not separate with me? Why you have come to inquire from me?
Because every door.
First of all, try. Are you not separate from me?
In material way, yes.
Anyway. Are you not separate from me?
Yes, every drop is separate from one.
That's all.
But yet,
every individual person is separate from one another. Every individual person. So how do you say they are one?
Every individual is separate, but when we come in the frame, in every person, until it is the best, the picture cannot be best.
That is possible. Even that, don't think that when that stage will come, there will be no individuality.
Individuality will be there. I do not say that it will not be there. What I was saying was, that imbibed in a particular individual is in a particular way. Therefore, the shape of world is in today's form. But if every individual takes the destined way, which is good enough for every person, then whole thing can change at once.
Why do you say that thinking will be stopped?
I do not say,
Then you say, who will think? Thinking will be there, individuality will be there, but there will be no disagreement.
Individuality will be there for the self as well as for all.
Yeah.
That is what I mean. Now, how that kind of living, or what kind of living is that, on that I would see.
That we have to learn from the authorized Vedic literature. We cannot imagine. You cannot speculate. You have to learn from authority.
Authority?
Yes. Suppose if you want to go to Germany, and now you have no idea how the German people live out there, what is their custom. So you have to learn. Here is a boy, German. You have to learn from him what kind of life there is. Similarly, there is a life like that. Now, what kind of life that is, you have to ask from a person who has realized that life.
There are two things. Until this material, we are raised upon this material life, which is origin in person, that means it may be available to everyone just like air. There will be more heat, air and locking. There is no dearth of time, no dearth of energy, no dearth of resources. Only dearth is that we have no clear-cut destination for, either in the advance or undeveloped country. Therefore, today we are suffering, and all this is in the thinking philosophy. We are polluted because of power or other things, and therefore we have become confused. So, from Buddha's time, we wanted there should be no sickness, old age and death, etc. But it is continuing, there is no such country, there it is not.
But well, how do you respect these words of Lord Buddha? First thing is...
Oh, I was thinking, you see, that if he took to the bhikkhus, that created another way of life.
Lord Buddha, we have to accept him as an authority. Lord Buddha. Now, he gives you idea that no misery. So, how do you accept these words of Lord Buddha?
No, I do not, because that was not, has not come into
implementation. That means you are giving, that hint in spiritual life, not in this life.
Yes. So I wanted that we can create when we are free from this, when we do not fight on the air. We fight on the things which are scarce. And why there is a scarcity? Because we are not taught what we know. Therefore there is a scarcity. Now if we think on that point and all this is clear, then when there is no want of life of materialism, then we are, every person rises himself from this materialism.
First thing is, may I ask your name?
Bathel.
Bathel. You belong to this province?
No, I came from Saint Karachi.
Oh, Bathel. Committee, Bathelian. This process, this transcendental knowledge, superhuman knowledge, you cannot think, first of all. You cannot think. You have to learn.
Realize
after learning from the others.
Because you see, on this question I was from 1939 when I started with this problem in Karachi, and I thought by my, I was very fond of my father. He died when I was only 10. I thought on what is death and all these things and what is this life. You are everything, I mean, from India and foreign countries even. And for what is, why we are humanity suffering all these things? These questions in my mind and with others, I thought on this problem. Even wrote, this may appear as invisible, you see, I mean, material, but in it, in silence, it is speakable, it is there. Because I have to believe it is not thought for any individual or for any country. It is thought for all humanity on the world, so that we can bring that kind of life. Now,
but you are thinking from your side.
Not from my, as a human, you see, I mean, as a particular person, but as an observer on the humanity.
The spiritual knowledge is called tat knowledge. Tat, om tat tat. Om tat tat. So the tat knowledge is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Tad viddhi. Tad viddhi. Pranipatena. Pranipatena, you understand? Pranipat? Surrender. So, tad-viddhi, if you want to understand the transcendental knowledge, then you have to accept this process, pranipat. Pranipat means surrender. And surrender means there must be somebody to whom you surrender.
You surrender,
yes. There are two, and not alone. So you cannot alone think of that knowledge. You have to surrender to somebody. That is the process.
There are eight kinds,
no?
There are eight kinds of, you see, in gaining the knowledge, but the...
Bhakti is a process. Bhakti is not knowledge. That knowledge you acquire by your self perception. And bhakti is the pure activities of the senses.
Surrender means
bhakti. One surrenders himself to... No question of bhakti. That is the process. If you want to know about tat, then that is the process. You have to surrender. So now you will think that I can think of, I have got power, you will be said.
Consideration of myself, I am thinking, that is not there.
Then who is thinking?
Thinking is...
Don't use abstract knowledge. As soon as you are thinking, you are thinking.
That sometimes thinking, when you are listening inside you, thinking comes...
Anyway, listening or thinking, these are different process of acquiring knowledge, but you are doing that.
Yes, my outer form is doing that.
Yes.
But inner form, maybe...
What is that inner form? You are inner form. Your outer, your coat is not thinking. Your shirt is not thinking. What is why you mean by outward inward? Inward you are. Outward your coat and shirt. Do you think your coat and shirt is thinking? You are thinking.
I am thinking, but you see
what something... There is no but. You are thinking.
One is at the lower level and one is...
That is another thing. Either in the lower level or in the higher level, you are thinking.
Yes, all right.
Therefore, because you are thinking in the lower level, therefore your thinking is imperfect. So, to be in higher level, you have to surrender to a higher personality.
Higher would think better than that.
Just like a child is thinking something. He's thinking is lower level. But when he inquires from his father, that is higher level. The same thinking is he. But one stage, his thinking is lower level, in another stage, his thinking is higher level. But thinking always is.
Yes, thinking it is
always. Yes. So tat knowledge is higher level. So therefore you have to accept that tat knowledge from a higher level personality.
Yes.
Not from by yourself, because you are in the lower level.
So how do we know lower level and higher level?
Because you do not know. Therefore. Why you are thinking? Because you do not know.
No, it is not there.
Then there is no question of asking me. Then you think yourself.
Try
to understand the principle. Why you have come to ask me?
Not ask, but just...
Because you are thinking on the lower level.
No, to consider over it, not to ask.
Why consider? Consider does not mean that you have thought something in lower level, I have to confirm that.
Not even that. If
you are thinking right, if you are thinking on the higher level, there is no question of coming to me.
There is no question of coming or going. It was that...
Anyway, inquiry.
No, it's spiritual when there is no in that individuality or lower level or higher level.
There is. Higher level, there is. As soon as there is thinking, feeling and willing, these are the activities of the mind. And there is higher level, lower level, etc.
We are missing the main piece of the whole thing.
You are not missing. The point is that if you continue to think on the lower level, then how you can reach to the higher level?
Let us think of what is the highest thinking.
That you have to learn from the highest man. That is Bhagavad Gita.
That is
Bhagavad Gita says that Tadvidhi, you understand the transcendental knowledge by surrender. So if you do not surrender, there is no possibility.
I might surrender myself to my own...
That is another foolishness. You are thinking lower level, and how you can surrender to yourself? Then how you can get advanced? Your surrender means the superior person, as soon as you call surrender. And without this, there is no possibility. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tad jnanam. Jnanina tattva darshana. So we have to accept these principles, otherwise how it can be? There is no possibility. That's why if you want to be educated, you have to be admitted to an institution, any school, in a college. If you say, I shall be educated at home, that's not possible.
Many.
This is the general process.
General prospects sometimes have changed.
No, I said, the schools are going on, colleges are going on.
Therefore, they are sharing also the education.
They are not closed.
Today is the condition.
That is another theory. Yes. But the process is, our basic process, tadvijjana samsa gurumeva avigatthet. In order to understand top knowledge, one must approach the spiritual master, gatthet. If you don't accept these principles, then how you can make progress? Tasmād guruṁ prapaddeta jigyāsu sreyuttamam. If you don't accept these principles, there is no possibility. Then you can go on thinking in your own way. There is no question of going to anyone. You make yourself perfect by thinking, as many are doing, speculating. That is possible, but never to the perfection of
perfection, you see, what is the category of
perfection?
Then learn from
the higher authority.
So how we know?
That is another thing. Who is higher authority? That you have to search out.
Yes, that is...
You have to search out.
We must understand what is higher first and what is lower, and whether I accept it,
Now higher authority, we accept Krishna as the higher authority. This Krishna consciousness movement, we accept Krishna as the higher authority.
It is accepting.
Whatever it may be, we accept Krishna as the higher authority. Do you accept that?
Until I am shown the form, yes.
There is no question, sir. Krishna has accepted higher authority not only by us, by big acharyas like Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya. Those were guiding our Vedic life in India. Chaitanya. So Krishna has accepted the highest authority. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, Matta parataro nasti. There is no more higher authority than me.
Then.
That if you don't accept Krishna as the higher authority, that is your business. But we accept Krishna as the higher authority.
Something is coming in that way, you see, because Krishna, what he has said in a particular time or template.
No. Authority means it does not mean a time. Authority means
for all the time.
All the time. That is authority.
No, but later within his lifetime, for all the
time. Yes, of course. Now, anyway, to make cut short, so far we are concerned, we have declared International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Our process of propaganda is that Krishna is the highest office. That is our, you may take it that we are limited, that is your business, but we have taken this. That if you don't accept Krishna as the higher authority, then there is no question of inquiring from us.
What is the form?
Krishna is the form. You are hearing Krishna's form?
Not that form.
Then what form?
What I mean, we are accepting anything to bring ourselves to a certain destination which will satisfy us all. For that we are...
There is nothing can satisfy everyone. That is not possible. There is no such thing within this material world which can satisfy everyone. There is no such thing.
Because we have not made...
There is because, there may be so many because, but the fact is that there is nothing in this material world which can satisfy everyone.
There can be a method which can.
Maybe, but we do not know.
Therefore, you see, on that I came that...
Just like Krishna, we accept Krishna as the supreme authority. Krishna says, Mamehikam Saranam Bhaji. But we are accepting it. We have accepted. Or some others may have accepted, but you have not accepted. So therefore, even Krishna's injunction is not accepted by everyone. What is truth of others? So therefore you cannot find out within this material world anything which can satisfy everyone. That is not possible.
We have not thought that.
You may think, but we have concluded that there is nothing such thing which can satisfy everyone. It is not possible.
Until we hear that
may be an ideal, but we take Krishna as the highest authority. Even Krishna's words are not accepted. That's a fact. Krishna says, you surrender unto me. So, a few person might have surrendered to me. When Krishna was present, only the Pandavas and the inhabitants of the Vrindavan and Dwarka, some of them understood that Krishna is the supreme. But many did not accept him. Many had insulted him. Just like Sisupal insulted him. So even Krishna could not be accepted.
Except I accept every person. That is no question of accepting
or... I have summarized that, first of all, you have come to inquire from us that our standard of knowledge is Krishna. If you accept Krishna as the standard of perfection and all, then there is a possibility of our talking. Otherwise, simply worship Christ. Why should you worship Christ? Our standard is Krishna. If you are agreeable to accept the standard of Krishna, then that is possible. Just like here is a lawyer. He goes to the lawyer, he speaks, he pleads on the standard of the law book. If somebody comes, no, I don't accept this. Then there is no question of argument. Both the lawyers are arguing the central point is the law. So you must have a central point on which we shall talk. If you have no central point...
Central point of happiness is yellow.
Yes, yes, your point is happiness, my point is happiness.
Yes,
that is all that. But what is that happiness?
Yes.
Yes. Just like the same example can be that two litigants have gone to the court, their aim is justice. But how that justice can be had, that is an argument and on the point of law.
Yes.
Similarly, everyone's point is happiness. And what is the standard happiness that you have to take from some authority? That authority is accept Krishna. And if you don't accept Krishna, then we cannot come to the conclusion what is happening. We will simply waste our time. Beginners. You see?
Yes.
Because sometimes light was coming, sometimes that means they are adjusting. There are some missing, adjusting. As soon as it is coming to the real point, it was light. And as soon as it is not in the real point, there is no light. So it is a sign. Therefore, the Veda says, Tad Vijnana, it is a Vijnana. It is not a theoretical, whimsical.
And it is to be sent.
Yes. It is to be it is to be learned. Just like the electrician learns how to adjust the positive and negative wire. And as soon as it is rightly adjusted, there is light. You cannot say, no, why is it adjusted like this? It can be done like this. Or that will not give you light. You cannot speculate on the science. 2 plus 2 equals 4. You cannot speculate, can it not be 3, can it be 5? No, that is not possible. We have to accept this, 2 plus 2 equals 4. The same example, so long it was not being adjusted to the right point, there is no light. So this adjustment, suppose there is failure in my home, for this adjustment I have to call an experienced man. You may be a lawyer, you may be very nice thinker, but so far electricity is concerned, you have to call for a mistri who may not be learned like you, but he knows the art, how to do it. Expert. Similarly, such a vast subject to understand God, you do not require the help of an expert.
I did not say that. Yet.
No. I don't mean you, anyone, anyone. If for ordinary things we have to call for an expert, to understand God, is it not necessary to approach an expert? What do you think, Manoj? Therefore the Veda says, Tad Vijnanartham, in order to know that transcendental science, Sa Guru Mema Avigachet, he must go to a Guru. He must approach. So Guru means not bogus Guru, one who knows, expert. But one has to do that. There is no other alternative. That is the injunction of every Vedic Shastra. This order is from the Kathopanishad. Then on the Bhagavad Gita, the same thing is said, Tad Vidhi Pranipate, no? Pranipat means surrender. Surrender where? Why to surrender? To a kuli? No, to a superior person, Guru. Similarly, Bhagavad says, Tasmād Gurum Prapadreta Jignyāsu Sreya Uttamam. One who is inquisitive to understand the spiritual science, tasmād, therefore, Gurum Prapadreta must surrender to Guru. That our this morning prayer is Guru. Beginning of life, beginning of day's work, first worshipping Guru. Samsara dava nalalira loka tranaya karana ghanaghanasyam prapta shakalyana gunarnavas bandhi gura sri chadrāvani. So in our this Vedic way of life, to accept Guru is essential. Even the big acharya, even Krishna he accepted. Chandipunim. Lord Chaitanya accepted Guru. Ishwarbhuji. They're perfect. But still, the waves, they are showing because they are Acharya. Krishna is teaching, taking the part of the Acharya. So he is also accepting. Although the fact is, Arjuna is going to, within a few days, he learned everything. That is stated in our Krishna book. Within a few days, he becomes an expert warrior, expert magician, expert yogi, so many things, all arts. But he learned from a guru. He is perfect himself. Krishna. He is called Yogeshwara. He knows all the yoga process. But he still, in order to teach us, because he is playing the part of a teacher, he shows us that you must learn from Guru. I am learning from Guru. So any science, you cannot learn it automatically by yourself. No, that's not. Then we shall create so many mental speculators from this. That will be not a science. Even all scientists, they accept a formula from an authority, law of gravitation. They accept it. Then their physical, so many things they discover, but accept one formula. Just like this formula is given by Sir Isaac Newton. So they accept Guru. So, from all practical point of view, the things which are unknown to us, we have to accept Guru. For things unknown to us. Now, in the there is another word. Parabhavastavat abodha jata. Abodha jata. We are all born ignorant. Is it not? What do you think? Are you not born fools? Is it not?
Take
our present position. You are born, I am born, he is born, everyone. Are you not born foolish? What do you think? So many ways. We do not know, there is some trouble, I am crying, child is crying, the mother knows he is suffering, seeking the help of the mother. Then, we are going to school, the father is training, mother is training, are you not born foolish? And the Bhagavad says, avodha jata, born foolish, everyone is born rasa. So if he does not take help from the authorities, how can make progress? You have become lawyer by sitting at home?
I take that for one year. I wrote a book and I take that for 1 year. 12-14 hours.
So that is the process. So how can you deny to understand the supreme science? You can do it independently. No, that's not right. Therefore, it is the verb, the form, gachet, it is called bidiling. You know Sanskrit? Yes. This form of verb is, perhaps you also know, gachet, kurjat, dadyat. These are bidiling. Bidiling means that is compulsion. Is it not?
Yes.
He knows Sanskrit very well. Compulsory. Therefore it is said gachet, compulsory. Tat vijnanatha, tat, the transcendental knowledge. Vijnana, that is science. Tat vijnanatham. So, guru eva nishtayase, Eva is Nishad. Eva means suddenly. And again, Gatshat must go. Now, just like to be educated, one must be admitted in school. Must be. Now, what kind of school he has to see, that is another thing. But he must. That's a fact. Similarly, you have to accept the Guru. Now, whom you will accept the Guru, that is another thing. But you have to do it. That is the injunction of all sastras. Vedic process is like that. This Upanayan, this sacred thread, Upanayan. Upa means near. And Nayan means bringing. Anayanam. Coming or going like that, Nayanam. So, to go near the spiritual master, Upanayan.
Upanayan Sanskar.
Yes. And the sacred thread is a certificate that he has accepted a spiritual master. That is our Vedic system. Identity, thread, sacred thread. This sanskar is called Upanayan sanskar. Upanayan means he has gone near the spiritual mark. Therefore, he is now bigger. Second part. When a person goes to the spiritual master, that is his second part. Because he is born police. Take birth by the combination of father and mother, and that is material birth, that is a birth of ignorance. Just like animal. The animal also take their birth in that way. There is no different process, the sex life. So what is the difference between animal and man? They are Upanayan, the job. Janana jayate sutta. Sanskara bhavet vijam. Unfortunately, there is no sanskara at the present moment. So, therefore they remain Shudra. Shudra means fourth class. So how a fourth class man can speculate on the science of God?
But Shudras are not allowed to
No. Don't take that way. One who does not take sanskar, he is Shudra. Because Janmana Jayate Shudra. So everyone is born Shudra. But if one does not accept the sanskar, he remains a Shudra. Not that Shudras are not allowed to take sanskar. Then how it is Janmana Jayate Shudra? There are many instances. But this very word, by birth one is Shudra. So there is no discrimination. That you are not Shudra, I am not Shudra. By birth, abodha jata. Because he is born foolish. That's right. Now by sanskar, by culture, by education, he becomes Dijo, second born. The practical example is European and American students. They are doing all nonsense. But since they have come to Guru, their life is reformed, therefore they are dissolved. Sanskara bhavet dijo. Vedupa. Now when he becomes dijo, then he is allowed to study Vedas. Not as a Shudra. When he says Shudra has no right. So study Vedas. I mean, he will not be able to understand. Let's say you become lawyer, but the condition is unless you become graduate, unless you have graduated yourself, you cannot enter law. That does not mean law is prohibited for anyone. It is open for everyone. But first of all, you make yourself a university graduate, then enter law. Similarly, everyone is Shudra.
That is standard of mind.
Eh?
That understanding should be
applied. Yes. So unless he has got sanskar, he is enlightened by culture and knowledge. Unless he has become bija, then there is no authority for spreading Vedas. Vedupata. After one has become bija, then he is allowed to study Vedas. Janmana jayate sudra samskarat bhavet bija vedupathat bhavet vipra. Vipra. Then he becomes gradually increasing. From sudra, he comes to bija, then vipra. And after being vipra, after studying all the Vedas, when he realizes Brahma, then he is Brahma. Brahma jānāti is Brahma. So this Krishna consciousness moment is that gradual process. Gradual process and to making a qualified Brahmin. And when he becomes Brahmin, then he knows Brahma, then he makes spiritual progress. Without, therefore, without becoming Brahmin, nobody can make spiritual progress. That is the door of spiritual knowledge. Then he makes progress. So after understanding Brahma knowledge, then he comes to Paramatma knowledge, then he comes to Bhagavad knowledge. So, this is scientific process, this is vijnana, tad vijnana. And in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, jnanam vijnana sahitam. Jnanam vijnana sahitam. So the vijnana is science. Jnana
is knowledge.
Yes. Vijnana is practical application.
When you apply it and
there is vijnana. There is vijnana. So jnana knowledge, first knowledge is, what is God? What is God and what is my relation with it? This is knowledge. Then you, when you act according to that knowledge, that is vijnana, that is good. When you understand fully, well, that God is great and I am a small, minute person of God, and then you understand that the part and person's duty is to serve the whole. Is it not?
Yes.
Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body. Its duty is to serve the whole body. Similarly, if we accept, if we understand that I am part and parcel of God, then my duty is to serve God. But people are being misled that he is thinking God himself. Although he is under so many restrictions and strictures of the material nature. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimurahana. He is so foolish and rascal that he thinks I am independent. Ahankara vimurahana katta aham iti mannate. He is strictly under the stringent laws of material nature. But still he is thinking falsely that I am supreme, I am independent. So therefore surrender is one. That I am not supreme. That is knowledge. That is knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhavanam janvanavante jnanavam maam tripadvati. After many births of this speculation, when actually he becomes jnanavam, wise, then he surrenders. Vasudeva sarvam samahatma smriti. So unless we surrender, so long we think that I am independent, I am God and supreme, these are all illusions. What do you think? It is illusion, simply illusion. If I am God, how have I become so much dependent on the laws of material nature? Why I have accepted this body which I do not want. What kind of God am I? So the whole world is full of these ideas. So this movement is a revolutionary movement. Krishna consciousness.
Maharaj, he doesn't know what is the meaning of God.
He does not know what is the meaning of God. He thinks that God is something, plaything. Therefore he claims that I am God. He does not know what is God. Therefore God personally saying, he is coming, Krishna, what is God? See? God is from very beginning God. Krishna is from the birth, he is God. He hasn't got to meditate, he hasn't got to go to the forest and to become God. He is God.
God is made from three reasons,
sir. Not God is made. God is never made. God is God.
But sir,
G means G follows generation. That is your speculation. G means this, O means this, this means this.
That suggestion, it was
all that you can interpret in his own way. But God is God. God is great. Brahma. Brahma means great. Parabrahma, the greatest. Parabrahma, param dhamma, pavitram, paramam bhavam. That is Krishna. Is it not stated in the Bhagavad Gita?
Before the birth of Lord Krishna was God exists.
And therefore you have to learn what is the birth of Krishna.
Yes.
You do not know. Janma karma me dibhav jo janati tattva. You do not know what is the birth. You are thinking that he is like ordinary man, he has taken birth. Otherwise why does he say janma karma me dibhav jo janati tattva? Nobody knows what is his birth. He seems he is just like a child sees daily that the sun rises from the eastern side. Therefore, eastern side is the father of sun. Is eastern side father of the sun? Sun is always there. But you see in the morning, it is appearing from the eastern side, that's all. It is your angle of vision. Not that sun is born, you are taking birth from the eastern side. Sun is always there in the sky. Similarly, Krishna is always there. But to the foolish person, it appears that he is born. Ajopi, son of Abhyatma. Ajopi, I am no birth. Ajo, this very word is used. Ajopi, son of Abhyatma, Bhutana, Isharopi. So how you can compare Krishna's birth like ordinary birth? If anyone knows what is Krishna's birth, he becomes liberated. Janma karma me dibbam jo janati tat. Then that knowledge is not tattvata knowledge. The Krishna's birth. Krishna's birth is every moment. Let that sun. Now here it is not sunshine. But in another place, and the sunshine is there. So is that the birth or when the sun will rise here, that will be birth. Which will be the birth of sun? Yes, it is already there. But when you see that it is birth. The sunrise is already somewhere. And the sunset is also already somewhere. But in your angle of vision, there is no sun. Then this is going on. Similarly, Krishna's birth every moment. Krishna's disappearance every moment. Krishna's existence every moment. You have to learn that. Therefore Krishna said, janma karma me dibbam, transcendent. Jo janati tattva, anyone who knows it perfectly, in truth, he becomes liberated. If you have known Krishna, then you are liberated. But Krishna knowing is not so easy. Manushanam sahasresu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam ati siddhyanam kaschid vetimam tattva. It's very difficult to understand Krishna in truth. Then how one can understand? That is also stated. Vatyamam avijanati javan jasyami tattva. Not by speculation of knowledge. Bhakta. And what is that bhakti? Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmadana abhritam anukullena krishnana silanam bhakti uttama. So these things you have to learn. Then there is possibility of knowledge, tadvijna. The difficulty is at the present moment, his theory that everyone can invent his way of understanding God, he can speculate, therefore there is chaos. There is chaos. Now if you want to save yourself from this chaotic condition of life, you must take to Krishna consciousness. That is our purpose. Give me the blank. End of Krishna, how much exalted he is, a great warrior. And he has the right to talk with Krishna on his 12th level. But still he has accepted Krishna as his spiritual master. And he said, the confusion which I have created, it is not possible for me to clear it. It is you only who can clear. I know. Therefore I accept you as spiritual master. Therefore it is required that one should know who can clear your confusion. I dare you, master. Anyone? Everyone? Anyone? Not in the left hand. Don't give anything by left hand. Don't take anything. That is it. That is it. Big smile. Yes.
I will come here to talk this morning.
Oh, I am God. You are God? Hare Krishna. The sunrise is declared. Go, 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 go. Native. They are not sleep anymore. Therefore anyone who sleeps after sunrise is arrested. Is arrested. Yeah. A child at once in the early of the morning drives. That is nature. But we have created such a life that we have to break all the nation laws and that we suffer. Devi Jizagunamai Mamamaya Durutte. Malayoja Prabhadante, and one who has surrendered to Krishna, he is free, he is rising early. He has surpassed the Maya. And those who are in Maya, they are sleeping. And those who are not in Maya, they are rising early in the morning. Is it not? Mami Yoga Prabhadante. Anyone who surrenders unto me, he becomes free from the Maya contamination. This is Devi Mamala. In Vrindavan, just at 4 o'clock, you have heard. Immediately. There is dang, 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 all temples. Immediately. And people are running. Oh, they will gather all to be the temple. Hundreds of people will go. Automatically. The same man who is living at home, a very degraded condition, as soon as he goes to Vrindavan, he becomes habituated to all this. Automatically. The society, association is very important.
Those beautiful birds, the peacock birds, also at this time, they are flying in the trees, they're waking up now, and they make that sound.
So the society is very important thing. Anything, the society, the businessman, they have got their association, society, to improve. Therefore, the standard of this international society will be kept very carefully. Then we will come in touch with the society, it will improve automatically by association. In the bird society, there are swans and there are crows. By nature. And the crows will never go to the swans, and the swans will never come to the crows. Birds have the same feather, flock feather. Yes. Therefore, society requires. Unless you come to the Krishna consciousness society, how you can develop Krishna consciousness? The same principle. Satang prasangar. Satang prasangar. Namavidya sangvida. Bhavanti riptanna rasayana katha. Vidya sangvida. It becomes very palatable in satang prasangar, in the association of devotees. Not otherwise.